In Rome, where we see the late High Renaissance, the Baroque and neoclassical movements emerge, there is the foundation of classical studies, from the Rhodes of the Empire to the writings of Vitruvius. Etruscans, before the Romans, developed their temple form with deep overhangs and shadowed porches. With the founding of the city of Rome, the story of Romulus and Remus, as raised by wolves in the 8th century BCE, we have the earliest beginnings of what will become the great empire. Structural and architectural innovations match the ambitions of the emperors, with the arch and the vault, barrel vaults and groin vaults, with concrete as a new material, and with the infrastructure of aqueducts, bridges, and sewers that support endless networks woven throughout the extents of the empire. Amphitheaters, baths, basilicas, and temples, and temple complexes are interspersed throughout the forums and urban public spaces. The Pantheon, the great round temple to the Roman family of gods, still intact today, was built by Hadrian in the 2nd century CE. Houses range from small apartment quarters to the domus, to the great villas of the emperors. And to balance the exuberance of daily life, the monumental tombs of the Romans ensure their legacies will not be forgotten. The mausoleum of Hadrian, later used as a castle, still stands in Rome today.